Cork Hurling selector Pat Ryan joins me now to look ahead to tomorrow's qualifier action against Wexford at Semple Stadium. Pat, when you got the draw, and I suppose you consider the other teams that were in the draw, this is a good draw.
Yeah, I suppose I think Wexford are of the same opinion. I suppose, look, obviously looking clearer, probably ahead of us on the betting and ahead of us in most people's eyes, you know. So look, it was the draw probably that both of us were looking for, and I think Liam Dunn said as much last week in the paper. So look, it's very much a 50-50 game, but look, hoping to put two back-to-back performances together is what we're trying to do this year, you know.
This is it. You want to build on last week's performance against Dublin, and Wexford as an opposition, without taking them for granted for a minute, but offers you that chance for progression.
Yeah, look, and themselves, you know. But look, I suppose, look, our key was, look, we were delighted with Offaly's effort and their application last Saturday night against Dublin. Obviously, look, it wasn't the perfect performance in any way, and we've lots of things to work on. And look, there was a lot of sloppiness in it. But I suppose, in fairness to the lads, I think they put in a huge shift as regards their work rate, their effort, and their willingness to work for each other and die for each other, you know. So we were very happy with that, but the same will be needed against Wexford next Saturday, you know.
Yeah, and if you can carry that application, that work rate into the game, areas of your game that, like, you can't have had much time to work on things this week, Pat.
Yeah, well, look, we haven't. I suppose just re-emphasising it. I suppose, look, in fairness, we emphasised an awful lot before the Dublin game as regards, I suppose, getting the ball into the forwards a bit more, you know, creating chances for our inside line, you know. That was the plan all along. And look, I suppose they were here, especially in the first 15, 20 minutes. I think there was a lot of anxiousness, a lot of nervousness, you know, fellas taking shots themselves that looked, you know, that weren't good enough, you know. And we just analysed it on the video and stuff like that, like, and I went back over with fellas. And look, I suppose the hope on Saturday is that we'll use the ball a bit more, better than what we had done. And I think as the game went on, we did use it. I think especially in the last quarter of the match, you know, in the second half, you know, when it was needed, I think we created some great chances and had less wide and used the ball very well, you know. So hopefully that last 20 minutes we'll be able to take into the game, you know, the next day and do it for the full 70.
Yeah, Conor O'Sullivan's distribution was excellent last week there in the second half. And I suppose when you look at last week's game, there's more in your forwards. There was a couple of forwards who made big contributions, but then there was others. There'll be more in them this week, hopefully.
Yeah, but look, I suppose the way we'd be conscious of, like, this is like that any day you go, look, you're not going to get 6 forwards to play well.
Yeah.
But look, if you can get 6 forwards to work hard and put in a huge shift, then we have other fellas that can do the scoring, you know. And I think that's what happened on last Saturday. Look, I suppose, look, it was very evident, I suppose, that people maybe felt that Seamus Kennedy and Conor hadn't played as well as they could. But we were delighted with their attitude and their application and their work rate. And look, I think Seamus especially did some unbelievable unselfish running. And look, Conor showed great character after maybe having a few wides themselves and being a bit off form. He had 3 fantastic scores that really, in fairness, resulted in us winning the game, you know.
How big, you know, having worked with the lads a couple of times this week now off the back of last week's win, getting back to winning form and training, you know, how are things changed this week?
Yeah, and look, I suppose that it takes pressure off, because you have to go and perform all the time. But look, it gives fellas a bit more confidence as regards that, look, they can look when they're tuned in and when we do work hard enough that we're good enough to be any team. And look, that's, I suppose, the confidence that it gives, and just the reality of that we need to put in a huge shift over the 70 minutes against Wexford. And if we do that, you know, whether you play well or you don't play well, the team will end up probably winning, you know. And that's what we're trying to drive home to the lads.
Yeah. What are your expectations of Wexford? Because obviously the group would have met them under Jimmy last year.
Yeah, look, we've played Wexford a good few times, and we've played them in challenge matches and played them in league matches. They played the league qualifying last year and played them in championship a couple of times over the last couple of years. But look, they're a very good hurling team, you know. They've some very good players coming through from the 21 level. Huge success at under 21 level the last couple of years. And look, there's some very good ball winners. And I suppose, look, with Conor McDonald and Lee Chin, you have two of the best hurlers in the country, you know. So look, we're not taking anyone for likely. And look, I suppose in the form that we've been in, we can't afford to take anyone likely. So look, we're expecting a huge game from them, you know. And look, they're very passionate about the hurling below in Wexford. I was very lucky to work with 2 Wexford players when they were involved with SARS with us, and they have huge passion for their hurling, and I know that's the case in all Wexford teams and throughout their county.
You've your team announcement at 8 o'clock tonight, Pat. What can we expect from that this week?
I suppose, look, we've had one or two injuries as regards after the game on Saturday night, so trying to assess them as late as possible to give them every chance to make it, you know, or at least be part of the panel, you know. So that we all decide upon at that stage over the next couple of hours. But look, I suppose look, we won't be making too many changes at the same time. But look, if we feel that there's areas that we need to work on, and obviously there is areas that we need to work on, and there's fellas put up their hands the last day. I suppose the one huge positive out the last that four fellas we'd left off in the Tipperary game showed fantastic attitude to play for Cork, and attitude towards the team and the unity within the group to come on and put in a huge shift over the 20-25 minutes that three or four of them came out for, you know.
Yeah, and that has to create selection headaches for you this week, and you'll often find that players who are left out of a team from one game to the next, when they get their opportunity again, they grasp. But the lads did that last week.
Oh, they did, yeah. And look, I suppose, I suppose, no cliche, it is a panel game, but look, I suppose, if fellas play well when they come on and they get rewarded with maybe a starting berth, that's enough. And look, I think you have to do that. And obviously, if fellas, whoever gets kind of left off, again, opportunity to come on and play well in subs coming on, you expect them to be able to do their job. And look, I suppose, in fairness, Conor Sullivan and Daniel Carney, especially, I suppose, two fellas that kind of came on earlier than others, kind of made a huge contribution to our team the last day, but that doesn't mean automatically that you'll be starting the next day. We'd expect everybody to put in some sort of shift over the 70 minutes for us.
And I understand Killian Burke is one of those players that has an injury. Has he been fully ruled out, or how's he fixed?
No, he hasn't been. No. It's just he came off obviously in the match against Dublin, and just as a mixture between a kind of a groin and a hamstring injury. But it's not as badly feared as first thought. So look, the medical staff are working very hard on him. So hopefully he'll be able to play some part over the game on Saturday.
And Stephen McDonald obviously was on the bench last week. Pat, he's an extra week's training done. Perhaps is he closer to a return for you?
Oh, he is definitely. Yeah, look, to be honest, there was probably no way that we would, God forbid, if we had to use Stephen the last, it would have been because of injuries or stuff like that, or a couple of fellas being really injured as regards being taken off against Dublin. But look, he's way closer at the weekend. So look, we'd expect him to see some action, you know, whether it's starting or off the bench. But I would expect Stephen to play at least some part in the game against Wexford.